Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Kick off your personal injury claim at hampsonhughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
It's as down as I've ever seen anyone in terms of not wanting to, or of not being able to help the team at the moment. So, but I think it's now the case, he'll go away into the new year, and along with the medics and everyone here at the club, we need to look to hopefully find the answers that's going to allow him over a consistent period of time to perform here at Liverpool.
If Liverpool are to find their feet again in the Premier League, these are surely games they need to be winning. But we said that last season, and we all know what happened at Selhurst Park back in May. The Reds actually struggle in general here. Palace are unbeaten in the last five League and Cup meetings, though in all, Liverpool have lost just once to Palace in 10 Premier League clashes. Neither side's in much form. It's no wins in five for the home side, and Liverpool, of course, are looking to end a run of three defeats in all competitions in a row. Today's team news sees Crystal Palace make three changes from a defeat to Manchester United last time out. Adrian Mariappa, James McArthur and Fraser Campbell drop out. In comes Martin Kelly to face his old club, the captain Mal Jedinak, and Liverpool's tormentor-in-chief from last season, Dwight Gayle. They have Julian Speroni in goal, the back four, Martin Kelly, Scott Dan, Damian Delaney and Joel Ward, Mal Jedinak and Joe Ledley in midfield, Jason Puncheon, Marouane Chamakh and Yannick Bolasie in behind Gayle up front. Liverpool, well, they make four changes from the defeat to Chelsea. Now Alberto Moreno, Emre Can, they're both on the bench. Jordan Henderson and Mario Balotelli drop out ill and injured respectively of the A-team. Javi Manquillo, Joe Allen, Adam Lallana and Ricky Lambert therefore come in, and they line up with Simon Mignolet in goal, Javi Manquillo, Martin Skrtel, Dejan Lovren and Glenn Johnson, Joe Allen and Steven Gerrard in midfield. Then it's Coutinho, Sterling and Lallana in behind Lambert up front. Liverpool will be shooting from left to right in the first half. They've just got us underway, and they will be hoping finally to avenge that 3-3 draw from last season. Ray Houghton is alongside myself, Toby Gillis. And Ray, first of all, Liverpool have got to, I suppose, try and pile some pressure onto Crystal Palace.
Oh, absolutely. The most important thing, Toby, is to get off to a very good start, make sure defensively you're nice and solid. You know, Liverpool are going to play a passing game. I would imagine at some stage Crystal Palace are going to come and try and close them down, pressurise them, win the ball back in the Liverpool half of the field and get opportunities that way.
The game.
Chamakh's ball is loose over to the far side and Johnson will deal with it and uses Lovren. And now here's Steven Gerrard just short of the centre circle. To the left for Johnson. Now Lovren and Skrtel, and Crystal Palace have yet to get the ball down and really maintain any element of possession. It's all been Liverpool so far. Can they fashion some sort of early opportunity? Coutinho looking for Lambert. He's managed to stay onside and he's rolled home. It's a first goal for Liverpool for Ricky Lambert. He sprung the offside trap and was found with a super pass through, and he just rolls it past Julian Speroni, and before Crystal Palace have even set themselves, Liverpool have the lead at Selhurst Park.
What a perfect start for Liverpool. Brilliant close control, certainly onside Ricky Lambert with ball played over to this left hand side. His first touch was excellent, his second one was even better as he just rolled it beyond Speroni in the goal. But you've got to say that defensively Crystal Palace were caught out. I think it was the ex-Liverpool player Martin Kelly who's got ball watching. He allowed Lambert to come in from that left hand side, ghosted in behind Kelly. As I say, first touch was brilliant, second touch just nestled in the bottom corner, and the delight on the face of Ricky Lambert. Great start for Liverpool.
But Crystal Palace are trying to respond in kind. Down the right-hand side, they deliver the ball in towards Chamakh. It's going to come for Gayle. Just about blocked by Lovren, I think. And Liverpool have managed to get this one away. Blistering start for the Reds here in London in the pouring rain. Palace have given the ball away in midfield there. The referee has spotted something. Our referee today is Jonathan Moss. And yeah, it's going to be a free kick to Crystal Palace.
Yeah, I think it was just a foul there from Adnan and Lallana on Joe Ledley. So what the referee did there, he did well. He played the advantage. He let Crystal Palace continue, but then it was a poor ball from Joe Ledley trying to pick out Puncheon on with that right-hand side, and he brought it back for the earlier foul. So good refereeing from Mr. Moss, but not good defending from Liverpool earlier. I mean, Lovren cleared the first header, but it wasn't a particularly good one. No height and distance on it, and Crystal Palace kept the ball alive in the box.
Free kick to be taken by Puncheon. There is a long ball forward that's going to be straight into the arms of Simon Mignolet, making his 50th start for Liverpool in the Premier League today. Are you a fan, Ray?
He's a great shot stopper. I'm not sure how commanding he is of his 18-yard box. I think that does worry the back line of Liverpool. You know, there's been a lot of misunderstanding from that point of view. But that would do his confidence a world of good there. You know, chasing punch in there with a free kick, just floated it up. Mignolet came nice and secure, caught the ball, took all the pressure off his back four, which gives these defenders a lot of confidence that their goalkeeper's in form today.
Liverpool just maintaining possession so comfortably at the moment. It's with Martin Skrtel just inside the Crystal Palace half, right at the centre circle. Forward it comes for Lallana, the man who played that pass for Ricky Lambert to open the scoring inside 2 minutes. Fantastic start for Liverpool. It's with Allen, left-hand side of the centre circle, and now Lovren. And Crystal Palace can't get anywhere near it at the moment.
Well, that's what you want if you're a Liverpool player at the moment. A lot of touches on the ball. You know, your confidence should be up, you know, with that early goal. And credit to Ricky Lambert. We said about he's not having a lot of chances. But when he's been given a starting place, he's took it. You know, that was a fabulous finish from him. But all credit as well to Adam Lallana. You know, that the way that he spotted the run and the weight of the path was absolutely precision itself to pick out Ricky Lambert. And obviously, two players who know each other's game very well from Southampton last season. But that's what you want to see from Adam Lallana, getting into good areas of the field where he can get in possession of the ball and then get his passing and vision going.
Here comes the delivery by Ward. It's flicked back into the area. Dwight Gayle trying to get onto the end of it, but Martin Skrtel just shepherds that back to the goalkeeper. And they'll bowl it out to Steven Gerrard just ahead of the 18-yard box. Turning away from Shamak, a little bit awkward there. He's rolled it across the defence and it was awkward, but Lovren has hacked it away. Lambert underneath it. Joel Ward gets the header and it comes down for Mal Jedinak. Still Liverpool playing with 10 men, with Joe Allen receiving treatment to a head wound. Ledley has it for Palace, moving over the halfway line, left of the centre circle, finding Bolasie. He'll move into a little bit of space and shoot and hit the post, and it's home by Dwight Gayle. 1-1, Liverpool's tormentor in chief is at it again. 4 goals in 3 games against Liverpool for Dwight Gayle now. And Palace are back on level terms with their first decent effort of the match.
I'll tell you what, all credit to Dwight Gayle, you know, because Joe Ledley initially done brilliantly. I mean, he's gone through the Liverpool midfield without anyone really touching him. On to Bolasie, no one comes to close him down. Terrific strike from Bolasie, which hits the base of the post, comes back out. Who's first to react? Dwight Gayle, ahead of Martin Skrtel. And it was a cool finish from Gayle. It wasn't easy. He just side-footed it with his right foot beyond Mignolet in the goal. Gave him no chance whatsoever. And you've got to say, against the run of play, Palace are back in it.
The keeper did actually get a touch on it as it rolled past him. And I just wonder whether Joe Allen might have been the man to pick up a run like Bolasie's, and he is still off the field receiving treatment. Surely Liverpool have got to be able to deal with this.
Well, they should do, but obviously there's a problem with the cut to the head there for Joe Allen. But what it was though, Toby, initially Joe Ledley's the waltzing pass, Coutinho, Lallana, without them even laying a glove on him. No one got anywhere near him, no one touched him with a challenge. On to Bolasie, no one's picked up Bolasie, no one's come out to close him down. He's allowed him to get shot away with it from 25 yards off the base of the post. And I've got to say, Dwight Gayle has reacted brilliantly for Palace. He's side footed past the goalkeeper. You'd have to question, where was Martin Skrtel? Why didn't he react or act in the same manner, certainly, that Dwight Gayle did?
Steven Gerrard up towards Lallana. Lallana just nudged down by Joel Ward, who was a bit of a bargain signing, of course, from Portsmouth when Palace was still in the Championship, about £275,000 I think it was, and he's turning into a very good fullback.
Yeah, he's done well. Joel, he can play left back, right back. I'm sure he can play centre back as well, even a deep line midfielder. He's a very versatile player, very athletic player. But there, he was just a little bit over ego, wasn't he, because Adam Lallana was going absolutely nowhere.
Chance for Liverpool this. Steven Gerrard delivers it in towards Lambert, and he's headed it over the crossbar. But that's the sort of delivery that Liverpool need, the kind of quality. And Lambert might have done a little better than that, I think.
Well, he was under a little bit of pressure, wasn't he? I think that was the problem.
Jedinak was he just holding him, arms around him?
Yeah, well, he's got away with that on plenty of occasions, Jedinak. He's also been pulled up for a penalty kick in the game where he'd done exactly the same thing, just pulled the striker to the ground, and the referee was in a position to say it. You don't always get it, but that was a quality delivery from Steven Gerrard into a good area. He was just held down a little bit, and I was wondering why Ricky Lambert didn't get off the ground, because I think if he got up a little bit earlier, he would have been high enough to get the header down, the head the ball down. As it was, he couldn't, and they got the elevation on it, which took it over the top of the crossbar.
Bolasie just running at Mankio, this time The Spaniard does have enough strength and pace and slides it behind for a corner.
Yeah, it was really good defending there from Manquillo, because we know what I've said about Balassi. As soon as he picks it up, he wants to drive at the fullback. Pushed it beyond Manquillo, came across with a really good challenge, just hit it off the Crystal Palace winger, went in behind for a goal kick.
He certainly did.
But just there, you just pointed out early, and you just picked up on it there, Toby, in midfield. You know, whenever there's a 50-50, continue sort of half pulling out of the challenge. You know, he's not bigger than Joe Ledley. I understand that. I played in that position myself. But you've got to go and compete. You can't pull out of it, because, you know, then you're putting your team under enormous pressure. And there again, another head
on. Another one, and Lovren had to deal with it, and he was able to do so, but only picked up by Shamak. He's left it for punching out on the right-hand side. Two to aim for in the box. Johnson trying to close him down. It's a deep cross. It's too far for any Palace players, but the header away by Manquillo will only find Balassi just outside the area. He shoots! And he was very, very unlucky, and Mignolet made a good save, diving away to his left-hand side to push it behind for a corner.
I think it was a brilliant save, and I'll tell you why, because when he takes it straight on, at the last moment, Dwight Gayle just ducked out the way of it, so the keeper had to react late to it. He got a good hand to it to push it behind for a corner kick to Crystal Palace, but that all came for a really poor header from Manquillo. Height and distance, he didn't get it outside the box. He virtually headed it straight to Balassi, who came in field. Terrific strike, very good save from Mignolet.
Now here's Punchin, manages to stumble his way past one Liverpool player, but not Glenn Johnson. And here come Liverpool again with Lambert, who's started deep there, and he's moved it out to the left-hand side for Joe Allen. This is better, but they need to get someone into the box. Allen turns onto his right foot, delivers it to the back post to Lambert, and his header goes just wide of the goalkeeper's left-hand post.
What a brilliant play from Ricky Lambert. I mean, he was, 10 yards inside the Crystal Palace half. He's played it wide to the left to pick out Joe Allen, and then he's made a long, lung-busting run of about 40, 50 yards to get on the end of that cross from Joe Allen. Excellent play from Ricky Lambert, and that might be the difference, you know, Toby, between him and Mario Balotelli. If Balotelli was playing, as soon as he passed the ball out wide, he probably would have, you know, slowly moved forward rather than having that real desire and determination as Lambert had there to come in at the far post. Decent ball in, just couldn't get up high enough to direct his header on target, but good play from him.
Liverpool on the attack with Johnson. Johnson up to Allen, back to Steven Gerrard, who puts it over the crossbar from 25 yards.
Yeah, difficult one, that, when the ball was just played across your body. You know, you got to really concentrate on the strike itself. Make sure you get your head over the top of it, try and keep it down. He didn't. Got plenty of power on the strike there, Steven Gerrard, but no real direction as it went harmlessly over the top of the crossbar. But better play from Liverpool.
Free kick for Liverpool, 35 yards from goal. He's left of centre. They've brought Skirtle forward. They've brought Lovren forward. Lambert, of course, is there. Coutinho and Sterling lurking on the edge of the area as well. Steven Gerrard will take it. There's a two-man Crystal Palace wall. Hangerland is marking Skirtle at the back post. It is towards the Slovakian. He did manage to get it headed down, but Palace have cleared, and you can hear it in the energy of the Crystal Palace support as Balassi breaks away down the left-hand side, attacking Liverpool at pace, right on the edge of the area now. Little 1-2, back into Balassi! And he slotted it well wide via a deflection. Good covering challenge, that was it. Lovren who got back to him.
I think it was Manquillo who came back there, but this all came from Hangerland's head of from Liverpool set play. Steven Gerrard played it into the far post. There was actually a foul. Skirtle was all over Hangerland. He was pulling at his shirt. They cleared it downfield. Balassi came in. Little 1-2 between himself and Punch, and Manquillo done brilliantly. Come back, read the situation well, came back, got a really good block in to put it behind for a corner to Crystal Palace.
Johnson managing to get away from Punch and briefly as he kept that one in. He hasn't. Assistant on the far side says that's a throw in. And I think his cross would have gone behind anyway.
I think he's given this. Well, there's a backup here. The assistant gave the throw into Liverpool, and he's looking right down the line. And then the referee, Mr. Moss, gives the throw into.
Yeah, it was definitely a Palace throw in, wasn't it?
How can the assistant get it so wrong? I mean, it's just crazy. He's flagging for Liverpool, and then he's overruled by the referee.
Well, you just said it's rugby. They flag the other direction for rugby,
well,
don't they?
Well, that could be it then, Toby. But yeah. I mean, I think both managers will be reasonably happy. Obviously, Brendan Rodgers would be delighted with the start that they had, disappointed with the way they performed in that 20-minute spell.
His captain's just given it away, though, to Punchin, and he's moved it to Balassi. Balassi into Dwight Gayle. This is Joel Ward approaching the left edge of the penalty area. Back to Balassi. Balassi back into Joel Ward. He might tee himself up for a shot. Skims off the turf. Fairly comfortable save that, though, for Simon Mignolet.
I've got to say, some of the midfield players for Liverpool haven't got a clue how to tackle. You know, they run into players. You know, there's no awareness of where they should be or what they should do. It's quite incredible. And there's one there from Adam Lallana. You know, he could have been caught out there with a little 1-2 between Bellassi and Joel Ward. And Bellassi's actually doing very well. He's a real threat down this left-hand side. And Keogh's done reasonably well up against him. I'm sure Neil Warnock will be saying to his players, get the ball out to him as much as possible. He's the danger man for Crystal Palace.
Coutinho just hit it against Gerrard, and it's gone straight into Crystal Palace's possession. And the ball in behind is for Bellassi. Bellassi in behind, and he rockets it wide. And that's another great chance for Crystal Palace. All of their own doing, Liverpool.
Yeah, well, I said about Bellassi, you know, sometimes if you look brilliant and other times you just wonder, you know why he doesn't do better here. You know, he's nudged Mankio off the ball, he's on his left foot, and he's went for power rather than direction, and it's gone well wide to the target. And that there, you've got to really be aiming to go across the goalkeeper towards the far post. It's a bit of a, you know, one of them strikes that was just, I'm just going to hit it with really any real knowledge about where you want the ball to go to.
Crystal Palace don't want the half-time whistle to come. They're very much on top, although they are defending at the moment. And there is the half-time whistle. Well, Liverpool started the brighter quite considerably by going ahead through Ricky Lambert after just 2 minutes. Crystal Palace hit back through Dwight Gayle and have been the better side since.
Well, you say, Tommy, the noise around the ground tells you what the fans think about the first half performance. It's the Palace fans are getting behind their side. They know that they were in the ascendancy there just in the last couple of minutes of the game. It's been a strange game. Liverpool started brilliantly, went 1-0 up, looked in complete control. You were looking, can they go on, press forward and get a second? They didn't. All credit to Crystal Palace. They got themselves back into it. It 1-1, they were the better side. And then there was a spell for 5-10 minutes where Liverpool looked comfortable once again, good possession of the ball, but didn't get any reward from it. And then late on, we've just seen Bellassi once again, the real threat for Crystal Palace. Left footed shot just wide of the target. But we're getting at half time, even Steven, both managers will be reasonably happy. But I just think we, Liverpool, they need more drive, more belief, and you have to see more from Raheem Sterling.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score up to £2,000 cash advance when your claim's accepted. See website for terms.
We are back then with the players just coming back out onto the field. Crystal Palace have been out for a while doing another little warm-up. Something I quite like about Crystal Palace. They did a sort of secondary warm-up before the game started, and they've done one again after half-time. Ray Houghton is alongside me.
Yeah, it doesn't really bother me one way or the other if you do the warm-up or not. It's what your preference is and, you know, what makes it happen for you. But what we are looking forward to, Toby, in this second half is a very good 45 minutes. You know, it is evenly balanced at the moment. We're just looking, both managers walking out towards the technical areas. At the moment, Brendan Rodgers is working a little bit quicker than Neil Warnock. I just wonder what the team talk was from both managers at half-time. Well, certainly from Warnock, it would be more of the same. Get after Liverpool, get crosses into the box and see if we can get at their back four.
No changes for either of the two sides. Crystal Palace have got us back underway as Bellassi beats Mankio to it, and quickly Crystal Palace are on the attack down the left again. Bellassi stumbles his way past Skirtle, gets the cross in, it's going to be cleared away by Johnson, only as far as Shamak, edge of the box. First touch was heavy and it allowed Sterling to break away, although he runs into Jedinak. And here's Punchin now, right side of the box. We're bringing the teams as soon as we can. Punchin tries to deliver it in, it's taken a little touch off of Johnson, and that's gone out of play according to the assistant. Or is there an offside flag?
Yeah, I think it's offside. Yeah, it was offside.
Steven Gerrard now in the centre circle to Skirtle and Lallana. Lallana, right side of that diamond that we spoke about in the first half, up to Coutinho. Now Coutinho faced up by Jednak. Jednak just can't stop him, ghosting past him. Coutinho slots it out to the right-hand side for Mankio. Chance to cross, cuts it back towards Gerrard, Lambert, was it, making his way into the area. But Crystal Palace managed to clear it away, and it's a long ball forward, which Dwight Gayle will chase, but it's straight into the arms of Mignolet.
Yeah, great defending from Jedinak. He talked about positioning, how he sees things quickly, doesn't he? Gets into cover and positions to help out his two centre-halves. He's done that brilliantly there. Read the situation with Lallana coming infield. Coutinho done well on that occasion. That's what you want to see from him, getting on the ball and being really positive in possession.
He's not really that sort of central midfield type that he's kind of being asked to do, is he? He needs to be that sort of furthest man forward in terms of a diamond at least, and making things happen. And he's trying to do that now. Tries the 1-2 with Lambert. It's going to come to Sterling, left-hand side of the box. Sterling tries to get the cross in. It's good cover by Martin Kelly, and it goes behind for a Liverpool corner.
Yeah, great defending there from Martin Kelly, because it certainly looked like Ryan Sterling was free down this left-hand side, but he came back, caught his body in the way, just stuck out his right foot as the cross came in from Raheem Sterling and blocked it to go behind for a corner for Liverpool, which will be taken by Steven Gerrard.
Apologies if we sometimes get players wrong. There are two poles right in our way, and I couldn't see which player it was playing the 1-2. There was Lambert. Here's Gerrard's delivery, punched away awkwardly by the keeper, and he's going to go back in again and wide of the goal by Skrtel as he fell away from goal. He was, I'm not sure if that was really attempted as a cross or a shot, but it came out to him. Had to be a shot from that position.
It was,
he just fell.
He's off balance, wasn't he? Told me that was his problem.
It flew away for a goal kick.
It wasn't good goalkeeping from Speroni either. I think Ricky Lambert was putting him under a bit of pressure and he just flattered it. It eventually came to Martin Skrtel, and it was a typical centre-half's effort, unfortunately, falling over. And it nearly went out for a throw-in to Crystal Palace. It just about went out for a goal kick.
Lallana out to the near side for Sterling. I wish I could say Sturridge. Sterling takes it down and tries to skip away from Kelly, and he's done so a little bit better there, moving across the edge of the area. Tees up Steven Gerrard, who drills it well wide. Better from Liverpool.
Yeah, he had a couple of sighters he's had, isn't Steven Gerrard? He had one in the first half from a similar position, didn't he, which he hit a bit high and took it over the top of the crossbar. There, as the ball was played from Sterling across his body once again, there's a little bit of pressure on him as he took the strike on with his right foot, just cut across it, always going wide of the target. But a little bit better from Liverpool. Just seen Brendan Rodgers, who's in his dugout at the moment. Because of the rain, I don't think
he's keeping dry.
He doesn't
look
want
at Neil
out.
Warnock. Yeah. He's drenched in the edge of his technical area. Ledley, left-hand side, gives it to Bolasie. Bolasie tries to step inside of Mankio, just held up away from Lallana. Now back to Bolasie from Ward, and Ward goes on. Nice little turn around the corner there. Ward delivers the cross in. Steven Gerrard defends that one away with a good header. Sterling tries to clear it, but Jedinak stuck his head in where it hurt and managed to block it, and then it came back out to him. He had a shot, it's deflected wide, and that's a throw into Crystal Palace.
But just listen to this crowd, they're getting behind the team at the moment, trying to drive them on to get the next goal in this game, and you do think there might be one or two more chances for either side.
It does feel that way. Puncheon might be able to deliver one now. Good ball into the back post, fantastic cross that by Jason Puncheon, and just beyond the diving header of Bolasie, and it goes behind for a goal kick.
What a ball, that's absolutely top quality from Jason Puncheon into a beautiful area at the far post. I tell you what, Mankio defended that brilliantly. He knew that Bolasie wasn't quite close enough to get a header to go. He just ducked at the last minute to let it go beyond that far post and out for a goal kick. Very good defending, but a great ball in from Puncheon.
Coutinho, lovely little layoff by Allen into Sterling. Sterling's shot was blocked, and then it's hammered away by Puncheon. And I think it came off of Allen last. And absolutely, the Crystal Palace fans have got a right to be angry at that. The assistant on this near side has given a terrible decision, and Liverpool got the throw.
How irate managers get, though. Yeah. I mean, it's OK, you didn't get... the throw-in, it's only a throw-in, Neil. Get on with the game, man. Get on with your support and your team. I mean, it does look ridiculous, doesn't it? You just don't get thrown in, the reaction you get.
Livid,
from you.
Absolutely livid. And it was the wrong decision, there can be no argument, but still, Lallana, little layoff by Lambert to Allen, left-hand side for Johnson. Nearly a good save, actually. He stumbled out of his hands, did the goalkeeper. And it was cleared away by a Crystal Palace player. And Steven Gerrard's lost it in the centre circle. And it's 3-on-2 for Palace here. They've moved it out wide for Gale. Gale forced wider than he'd have liked. Liverpool getting bodies back. Two in the box for Gale to aim for. Towards the back post. The keeper's going to claim that one. And he does hold on to it, where Speroni didn't at the other end.
Look at Steven Gerrard, though. He's absolutely furious with Lovren. You know, because there was a lack of communication in the middle of the park there. Steven Gerrard, you know, brought the ball down in his chest. He doesn't know that anyone's trying to close him down. He thinks he's got lots of time in possession of the ball. All of a sudden, he's closed down, and it was a 3v2 situation. And that's just down to Lovren not having a word with his skipper. He's saying, man on, take it to your left, take it to your right. These are the pieces of information you have to pass on to your teammates when you're out on the pitch.
Dan, long one forward looking for Gale. Gale loses out to Skrtel. Fans think that was a foul. Skrtel just used his body strength to get in ahead of Gale. And Liverpool have it on halfway with Coutinho, who just runs with the ball at Jedinak. Now moves it out to the left-hand side for Sterling. It feels like something might be about to happen for one of these two sides. Sterling's cross is deflected. Crystal Palace do manage to keep it in and get it away, only as far as Skrtel in the centre circle. The boos are because they feel like he fouled Gale before, but it's not his fault that the ref didn't give it. Here's
Lallana, centre of the field, midway inside Crystal Palace territory, moving it to the left for Coutinho, tries to trick his way around Jednak, does so, and past Ledley, keeps on going, it's going to come out for Manquillo, who puts it well wide. In fact, it might even get kept in by the corner flag. It's going to go for a throw.
What an awful effort. What an awful effort. After some brilliant
great
build-up
chance.
Play. Yeah, great play there from Coutinho. That's where he's at his best. That's what I say. When he drives at the back four, he looks alive, he looks alert, he looks bright. You know, he's got that body movement. He's played it into Sterling, who's reversed it onto Manquillo. He's done brilliant coming forward from the right-back position. But what an awful effort. He's gone out for a throw and he's got nowhere near the target.
Throw in flicked on by Shamak. Bolasie's going to get away from Lovren, who fell. Bolasie cuts it back, and it's tucked home for Crystal Palace by Joe Ledley. Liverpool were ahead, and they're now behind at Selhurst Park. Yet another comeback for Crystal Palace against Liverpool. Crystal Palace 2, Liverpool 1. Joe Ledley has scored. And it's diabolical from the Reds again.
Well, you have to question Dejan Lovren. What is he doing over on this left-hand side? But great play from Bolasie. We said he's an enigma-type player, isn't he? Sometimes it can be brilliant, sometimes it can be awful. There he was, brilliant. Lovely little flick over the top of Lovren, who lost his footing. Bolasie was away. And then, on this occasion, he got his head up to have the vision to pick out the right pass. Picked out Joe Ledley, what, 14 yards out, side-footed it with his left foot, beyond Simon Mignolet in the goal. They said they might get one chance at Crystal Palace, and they've just got it. And now, all of a sudden, the home fans are behind their team. Can Liverpool respond now?
There's something about this ground that Liverpool do not like. Lambert flicks it on for Sterling. Surely that's a foul there. Sterling's managed to stab. He's gone down. Is that a penalty? Referee says no. Big call by Jonathan Moss. Crystal Palace clear. Skirtle touches it out of play. Now, was Sterling foul? There was surely at least a foul outside the box. He then kept his feet.
That's a penalty. Sorry, Terry. I mean, he's Joe Watt. I thought there was initial challenge came outside the box.
He just took his legs away.
Yeah, he just looked like he caught Raheem Sterling. I don't know, maybe the way he went over, the referee wasn't too happy with it. Maybe he felt it was a dive. If he did, he should have given a yellow card. But you're also looking for some help from one of your officials over on that far side, who probably had a better look than John Moss, and he didn't indicate at all with his flag that it was a penalty. Kept it down by his side, so you have to say between the officials, they think they got it right.
No doubt that Liverpool will feel a little hard done by not to have had a penalty there, as a free kick is given against Skirtle for a foul on Gale. In another dangerous position this time, Jedinak might fancy it. Dead centre. Gale's actually the one placing it, but I'm sure it'll be Jedinak.
Well, both players there were pulling at the shirts. Martin Skirtle's on a yellow card. He's on a yellow card. He's the last defender, and he's pulling the shirt of the player that he's marking. I mean, sometimes I look at footballers and I watch them and I just think, what are you doing?
How often does he do it? He does it every single game. Well, why is Brendan Rodgers not talking to him?
Well, why? He's running the rule there, Toby, of getting a second yellow and getting sent off with his team 2-1 down. Sometimes you've got to think for yourself. Managers can't think for the players. They can tell them, they can, you know, try and appraise them in the situations, but you've got to think for yourself.
Here comes Jedinak, 7 or 8 yards outside the box. Great effort! Wonderful goal for Crystal Palace! It is absolute disaster for Liverpool! Mile Jedinak makes it Crystal Palace 3, Liverpool 1. It's a brilliant free kick, but Martin Skirtle has got to hang his head in shame for giving it away.
What a finish, Toby. What a finish. I mean, he set this ball 3 or 4 yards outside the near post, and it's bent into the top corner. Simon Mignolet has tried everything in his power to try and keep the ball out. He just couldn't. Wonderful free kick, and you're just looking at the Liverpool players now, heads down, and I tell you what, all the confidence is going out of this Liverpool performance.
Coutinho, now left-hand side, here's Barini, brought down and fouled by Martin Kelly. Neil Warnock is signalling to the referee, got the ball, but it was certainly robust, the challenge.
Well, it was, but you know what, Barini, you know, he's too slow in possession there, you know, he's got control of the ball and he's waiting, he's dithering on it, and it allows Kelly to come in and make the challenge. And I just think that's been one of the problems with Liverpool, just too slow, too many touches, no cutting edge to the play today.
Lovren's long ball forward is going to be headed out of play for a corner, is it? Yeah, Lambert went in for the challenge. I think Hangerlan got there first, and that's going to be a corner for Liverpool, their third of the game. They need one back now if they're to get anything from this game, and I'll tell you what, they'd take the result of last season's game now. 3-3 it was. They're 3-1 down. with 2.5 minutes plus stoppage time left for play. Here comes the delivery towards Skirtle. Was he being held? Is it going to fall for a Liverpool player? It is, and he's put it over the bar.
I think he's just saying there to the referee, Mr. Mosca, so that maybe there was a handball from Hangeland. As the header comes in here, he's all over him, isn't he?
Not looking at the ball at all. It was Barini that then put it over the crossbar.
Yeah, well, I mean, the referee, Mr. Mosca, couldn't have a better position of the challenge by Hangeland on Skirtle. Now, Skirtle got pulled up from something similar outside the box, didn't he?
Yeah.
You know, when he had a little pull of the shirt. Tell me the difference between that and what Hangeland has done.
I can't work out the rules. I was under the impression that a foul's a foul, but, you know, we hear so often, well, anywhere else on the pitch, it's a foul. So maybe the referees have been given different rules that none of us have been told about. It's ridiculous. Johnson will take a throw in at left back for Liverpool as Brendan Rodgers soaked through now. Looks on with a bit of a scowl on his face, it has to be said. And questions will be asked for Brendan Rodgers as Steven Gerrard looks long and goes up towards Lambert. And Lambert didn't even seem to go for that. Dan getting in ahead and nodding it back to his goalkeeper.
Well, he knew there, Toby, that there wasn't a great deal that Ricky Lambert could do with that. I mean, it's just a long punt downfield, isn't it? Agricultural ball, it's a 50-50. He's got no support, he's trying to do it all on his own, and it's just went harmlessly through into the hands of Speroni.
Wait for it, any moment the Palace supporters are going to cheer like mad. Four defeats in a row for Liverpool, four without a win in the Premier League. Pressure piles on the Reds manager Brendan Rodgers, and they've got Ludo Goretz to come on Wednesday in a massive game in the Champions League as well. It's finished Crystal Palace 3, Liverpool 1. And that's got to be one of their poorest performances of the season,
well,
I'd have thought.
There was some good spells in it and some poor spells, but once again, you can't defend like that, Toby, in any division. It doesn't matter who you're playing for. Liverpool gave away two sloppy goals in the second half. They were well in it at 1-1. It even looked like they had the upper hand. They looked the more threatening. You thought they might have went on to win all 3 points. But then Bolasie done a piece of magic. Lovren poor defending. He picked out Joe Ledley with a ball. Lovely finish from Ledley with his left foot. And then Skirtle gave away a free kick. With a little tug on the shirt of Dwight Gayle, who, by the way, was pulling on Skirtle's shirt as well, but the referee didn't see that. Gave the free kick to Crystal Palace, and Jedinak, what a superb free kick. When you're looking at them, Jedinak was brilliant in the middle of the park. Ledley done well as well, you know, a lot of hard work from them. Defensively, they looked reasonably okay, but Liverpool, you know, that's not good enough. You know, you're expecting a lot more from this Liverpool side.
Are there any positives? They've got a goal for Lambert.
Yeah, Lambert, you know, he got the goal, but you know what? Apart from that, there wasn't a lot. You know, there wasn't a lot of good defending in particular. Midfield looked disjointed. You like to say Lallana wasn't in the game enough. Sterling, Coutinho was in it in fits and starts, and occasionally done something magical, but not nearly enough. And a lot of players for me and for Liverpool at the moment are really, really low in confidence.
And I do have to ask you, I'm afraid, you're going to have to pick a motor range man of the match.
Well, I'm struggling. I really am struggling. I'd probably give it to Mankio just for the way he defended in the first half. You know, I thought he kicked with Bolasie more often than not, got in a few good blocks, always was available, wasn't picked out, which was no through fault of his own. He got into positions, it was the players that refused to give him the ball, but there were so many disappointing performances from Liverpool players today.
Post-match. I think I always look first and foremost to the performance, and probably we weren't at our best in that aspect. And then, of course, the goals and the result that went against us. So I think when you lose a game of football, you're always disappointed, and you look maybe to the performance. But again, as I said, I'll take full responsibility for that. You know, I picked the team and put the players out there to perform, and it's my job and my responsibility. And at the moment, I'm not doing it well enough.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.